Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. Gonna put a timestamp on this one, just because things might have changed by the time it comes out. Today is June 22nd, 2022. Samantha, I want to ask you, in your area, which you're in a new area now because you moved, do you see a lot of shortages when you go out?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I don't know if I would have known there are shortages versus if I just happened to come at a different time and didn't realize, you know, I'm thinking they're just out of stock because, you know, it's popular or whatnot. But then later finding out, oh, literally it's not going to be here. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, since the pandemic, I've noticed it more and more because, you know, things like toilet paper, paper towels and wipes and disinfectant was gone so quickly. And then they'd be like, you can only be limited. I didn't know, but now that I've become more aware, I have realized, okay, I try to figure out what is on shortage and try to figure out what is like just out of stock for that day.
Right.
I have noticed the increasing of prices for everything and less sales, which I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. As we said, our office is also moving. We went in and they kind of had sort of a free-for-all with like, take whatever you can. And a lot of us took things like aluminum foil or paper towels or wipes because of the shortages. And I think I've mentioned before, I shop at a very small grocery store. And I would say half the time, like most of the time I go and they don't have a third to a half of the things on my list. So I have to adjust. They are out of stuff all the time. If something is going to be out at a store, they are out. Yeah, exactly. And yet I refuse to change my routine. It's led to some interesting substitutions for sure. People are not happy with the toilet paper I have right now because it's single ply, but that's what it is.
I should have sent you home with a couple of rolls.
No, it's okay.
I got the
it's
good
just funny.
Stuff.
I found out they were kind of whispering about it by my back. I was like, I'm aware, okay.
You know, I think people would be like, you know, you should get a bidet. You would never have to deal with that situation.
That's true.
Also a very privileged statement.
Yes. Well, sponsors, if you are listening.
If you want to give us a bidet, you know, sure.
Yeah, so obviously we wanted to talk about some shortages in the supply chain. And you probably, either from the title or from the news, know which one in specific we're going to talk about, because it sort of, it made the news lately that it hadn't made the news until now, that there is a pretty severe shortage of tampons. Right. So people who menstruate are having trouble finding tampons, and the ones they do find are often ridiculously overpriced. I saw there was like some on eBay that was over $100 for an 18-pack, I think, maybe 16-pack. But
yeah.
Very expensive. Very, very expensive. Instacart recently reported that they are having trouble filling orders of tampons as well. And kind of the big news was that this has been going on for much longer than a lot of us realize, lasting longer than shortages of cleaning supplies and toilet paper. And there are several things going on here: understaffed factories, transportation issues, and increasing costs of materials. The price of tampons rose 10% in the last month. And yeah, I've seen like really ridiculous markups online. Not to mention the gas prices making it so everyone can't afford multiple trips to different stores to try to find some. Because people are like, well, you could just try different stores. And then other people rightfully pointed out, maybe I don't have the money for the gas. Like, right. Maybe that's not an option for me. Maybe there aren't that many stores in my area. Those kinds of things.
And obviously, people are already screaming about this and are very upset, partially because people who menstruate are having to pay for something like this when people who don't menstruate do not have to. And it is, again, the conversation about pink tax. And this is like the bigger issue. And then they're hiking it up and no one's stopping this type of inflation when it's unnecessary. And according to the founder of I Support the Girls, Dana Marlowe, the organization has seen a large drop in tampon donations this year, down 60% when compared to 2020. Marlowe says that this shortage and the price hikes mean that people that menstruate are being forced to use unsanitary items in their place. And we already know the conversations we've had. I would love to see the conversation about toxic shock syndrome, whether that's become more of an issue, what is happening as of a problem solver. We did, thanks to our sponsor, Think, get period panties, which is such a nice alternative. But again, it's kind of, our sponsor was nice enough to send it to us and give our listeners a discount, but it is fairly expensive, even though it's more of a durable, I guess, unless you don't have access to being able to clean your laundry.
Yeah, there were some heartbreaking quotes included in some of these articles from people, especially like younger people who just felt so much shame already around their bodies and having to use like a dirty rag or something.
Right.
And that only increasing kind of this feeling of feeling gross in your own body and being shamed, feeling shame in your own body. While a Procter & Gamble spokesperson, and they're the producer of Tampax, has assured that this shortage is temporary, they have also said that production, quote, continues to be costly and highly volatile. When the Times reported on this last week, so that'd be 2 weeks ago, I think, when I compiled this research, they made the point that a lot of the top decision makers in these companies are men and perhaps don't prioritize things like this. Like, it doesn't really occur to them. They're like, whatever.
Right. Once again, while we didn't know there was a shortage and everybody was just confused, like, where's the tampons? And honestly, I'm like, is this because of what was happening in Texas and them like stopping any of the trailers and trucks coming in with the supplies? What is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. And then just to make this whole thing worse, as she always does, Marjorie Taylor Greene recently spoke out. She had this horrific accusation that the shortage was because of trans people.
Which I'm trying to figure out how. Because if there was no existence of trans people, there would still be the same number of people menstruating. Am I wrong? Can someone tell me if I'm vastly wrong in this? Because I'm like, wait, are you talking about trans men getting tampons? Because even if they weren't trans, they would still need tampons.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously, a lot of her arguments don't make sense. She was saying it's because we're putting tampons in men's bathrooms, but it's gross and ridiculous, and
that's funny.
I wish we would stop saying stuff like that.
Yeah. Why do they exist? And you know what? On that same lines, if they really want to think about it, for those of us who choose to have IUDs, who choose to be regulated through birth control, who choose to have hysterectomies because we do not want children, this is a great option to help relieve some of the tampon needs. Yet Herb's probably same argument would be like, yeah, but you don't need...
Right.
There's so many...
Yeah.
Oh, the level of frustration.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Moving on to things that affect people with uteruses, we are having that long conversation once again about baby formula. And there's always been a little bit of controversy back and forth and back and forth about who those who really think they know best, who are not the parents typically, which is really interesting. But analysis have pointed out that this is another example of the supply chain having a larger impact on women or those who have uteruses, those who have can have children. One of the most obvious is the baby formula shortage, with American mothers struggling to not only locate baby formula, but to afford it. It's a financial burden that is hitting women harder and harder, as in fact. And then we have kind of that same level of people hoarding it and selling it at very marked up prices.
Yeah. And there's a lot of nuance in this. This is coming from the Time article as well. And they were saying, like, as we've discussed, it is women who do a lot of the shopping. So even if there are multiple guardians involved, it's usually the woman that's doing the shopping and who's sort of handling this aspect and who is expected to handle this aspect. Yeah. So financially and time-wise.
It's also that same conversation, because there's been that argument, constant argument, because of course it's become political that, well, just breastfeed, which is such a privileged and insensitive remark in general. And that really should just be, just stop talking.
Yeah. Yeah. The article also linked to a Twitter thread that was a person who was like, it's become clear to me that many men do not understand how breastfeeding works. Let me help you.
Let me tell you about this.
Yes. And the FDA later admitted that they were, quote, too slow to address the problem. And many women argued that if men had to breastfeed, we wouldn't be in this situation. Like, we're talking like we airlifted baby formula from other countries. This was very, very serious and continues to be a problem. The article also pointed out that there's a shortage of a menopause drug in the UK. And their ultimate point was, again, we have men, a lot of times men in these positions of power who are making these decisions. And because of that, we're seeing these impacts on women primarily, financially, and just like the burden. And it's not getting talked about in the news.
Right. And can we talk about WIC and all of that exists, thank goodness. However, the cost of formula is extensive. It's high. Like, if you know much about it, and then to get the right one with all of the allergies that typically happen with babies, that in itself also feels like just kind of an overall jab at mothers and babies and all that. But also this conversation that we need to have about the fact that this is technically a pro-life issue, and those who would be screaming the hardest and the most about pro-life are the ones that say you should just breastfeed, instead of having a solution to provide or actually talk about why it's necessary to provide and support the mothers who are in dire need. It was very obviously on the nose on all that conversation. But I will say, when it came to Facebook, I'm not giving shout out to Facebook, but the communities in the neighborhood communities, they were a lot of people who were on the lookout and would shout it out and be like, hey, y'all, there's this amount of formula over here, come over here. So the communities coming together was significantly heartening, and to see that happen was nice to see.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably been the most silver lining side of that, like that, right. That thread with the woman being like, you don't know what's happening here. Let me tell you. Are these organizations trying to donate tampons and all of that? Yeah, that's heartening. But it's also like we could break down a lot of these into, I mean, the things we're talking about of like reproductive rights and just kind of like really conservative and traditionalist understandings of women and motherhood and women's bodies that are also extremely contradictory.
Right.
So there is a lot to be said here.
It's confounding, but not surprising.
Yep. Yep, unfortunately. We'll continue to keep an eye on these things. We'll probably have another update in the future. But in the meantime, listeners, we would love to hear from you. If you have any organizations we should shout out, any thoughts about shortages you've noticed that people aren't talking about, or your experiences with any of this, you can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffIveNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.